couple of entrees, and we'll make some wonton soup, and we'll eat this. It'll be delicious. We'll be so proud of ourselves for eating it, and then we'll ring in the new year. And we started cooking at 9 o'clock, and we finally had the soup at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
it was a lot harder to do it from scratch than we thought. And from then on, we just went out for Chinese food. That was it. Kara, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. It's still here, and it has the questions and categories you get to choose from for the challenge today. Category one is always our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two, multiple choice Emmy Awards, or category three, Irishman at the Dome. Which one would you like?
Irishman at the Dome, I guess.
Do you have any idea what that's about?
You too.
Yeah.
Why don't you sound very happy about
this? You don't seem very confident in the category that you're choosing of your own free will, Kara.
Well, their best days are over.
Oh. Well, I think a lot of people are going to go tomorrow night and disagree with you.
Totally.
And by the way, that concert is still on and will still be on tomorrow night. But let's turn on the timer here, 60 seconds on it, and let's see how you do in the category Irishman at the Dome. Oh. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Kara, in what Irish town did U2 form in 1976?
Belfast?
Dublin.
Ugh.
Who did they write the song Pride in the Name of Love about?
Billie Holiday.
Martin Luther King. Which of these U2 songs did not go to number one in the United States? Not go to number one. Mysterious Ways, With or Without You, or I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For?
Serious Ways.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the four members of U2.
Bono, Ed.
Well, sure, those are the easy two. You can pass if you want.
Pass.
On their current tour, they're playing in its entirety which album they released 30 years ago?
Joshua Tree.
That's correct. Now give me the other two guys besides Bono and The Edge.
I don't know. I used to be such a fan.
Come on.
Just put me in the buzzer.
Ringo and George. No, it's Larry Mullen is the drummer and Adam Clayton is the bass player. But here's the good news. You got the three, you got the five, you got Bono in the Edge for two more. That's 10 points and you're a winner, Kara.
You're awesome.
Yeah, so are you. Thank you very much for playing. Congratulations. Hang on and Willie will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's our second contestant today. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. You want to plug something?
Yeah, I'm going to that U2 concert. I'm going to see those Irishmen at the Dome.
Good, good.
And I probably would have scored perfect on that one.
Oh.
You know. But she stole my thunder.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, let's see which category you would like. We have you been paying attention, multiple choice Emmy Awards, or where was that?
Where was that? What the heck?
60 seconds on the clock. Chris, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which European and American cities were announced this week as hosts of the 2024 and 2028 Summer Olympics?
Paris and L.A.
Correct. Which world capital's sewers are being clogged by a giant mass of fats and oils called the Fatberg?
Pass.
In what Major League Baseball stadium were four people ejected after hanging a banner over the outfield wall reading, "Racism is as American as baseball"?
Let's go with Philadelphia. They're weird.
Fenway Park. In what U.S. city has Mayor Ed Murray announced that he's going to resign after being publicly accused of sexually abusing his younger cousin? Is it Seattle, San Francisco, or Philadelphia?
Seattle.
Correct. Which West Coast city has started a sanitary street washing campaign to combat a deadly hepatitis A outbreak in what it calls a fecally contaminated environment?
You said West Coast City?
Yeah.
Let's go San Francisco.
No, it's San Diego.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but when I hear fecally contaminated environment, I ain't going. No, thank you. And the Fatberg is like 150-ton thing of stuff that people have flushed down their toilets and poured down their
drains. Baby wipes and all kinds of
things. Yeah, that's in London. So, Chris, right. Let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the four, and that's all you got. So you didn't reach the winning threshold of eight. And as you know, when you don't do that on this show, I am forced by federal law to punish you. Today we go to a gentleman. I don't think I've ever used this challenge music before. I found it in my archives last night. His name is Jimmy Mitchell. Give them a listen. As is often the case, band sounds fine. And then he comes in and sings.
Oh, the shark babes had such teeth there. And it shows him pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Mikey babes. And it keeps it out of sight.
Okay, Jimmy, that'll be enough.
Well, that is Joe Pesci sober.
It's like Joe Pesci and Jerry Lewis having a very, very poor singing child. I'm sorry you didn't win, Chris, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you, I will. Thank
All right, here's our third contestant. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Paul.
Welcome to the show. Tell us what you would like to plug.
Nothing. I just like to say hi to my wife, Kathy.
Okay, say hi to Kathy. Fine. Three categories for you to choose from. Have you been paying attention? Multiple choice Emmy Awards, or a new third category, the M.E. Awards?
Did you say the M.E. Awards?
That's what I said.
Let's try that one.
Okay. This is about people whose initials are M.E. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was First Lady of the United States from 1953 to 1961?
Somebody Eisenhower. I don't know her first name, I guess.
Yeah, we need the first name. But
yeah,
we can come back to it. Which singer-songwriter is known for hits like Come to My Window and won an Oscar for Best Original Song for I Need to Wake Up?
Pat.
Which American civil rights activist from Mississippi was murdered by a Klansman named Byron Della Beckwith in June 1963?
Edgar Edwards.
Correct. Who was the host of the Wonderful World of Disney TV series while he was chairman and CEO of Disney for over 20 years?
Walt Disney.
M.E. initials.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who was a member of the all-female R&B group Sista before embarking on a solo career selling 30 million records and winning 5 Grammys? Oh, the buzzer caught you. I know you were about to say Missy Elliott, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What's the name of that band?
Sista.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Eisner was the Disney CEO. Melissa Etheridge. Okay. Did Come to My Window, and yes, you were right about Eisenhower, but we also needed her first name, Mamie, or as I like to call her, Mrs. We would have accepted Mrs. Eisenhower. That would be M.E., wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
All right, Doug, all you got was a three-pointer from Medgar Evers, and that means I had to punish you as well. Jimmy?
You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, Garley bellows.
It's amazing what I find in the archives, isn't it?
Fancy gloves on.
Yeah, a little bit.
So there's never a trace of red.
Okay. Yeah, maybe when he used to do the muscular dystrophy telethon and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. That's the way he sounded there. I'm sorry you didn't win there, Doug, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Had a good time.
Thank you. Here's contestant number four. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
I just hope everything's peaceful tonight and the rest of the weekend, and hopefully everybody can come together and make things work.
Absolutely. And as I said in the first hour of the show today, this is downtown St. Louis, not the entire region. I want the world to understand that.
Exactly.
All right, let's see what we have here for the categories. Two of them left. Nobody's chosen the most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And nobody chose Multiple Choice Emmy Awards. Which one will you choose, Gary?
Let's go for the Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which baseball team set an American League record by winning its 22nd game in a row last night?
Cleveland.
Correct. Which senator's name was in the news earlier this week when his Twitter account liked a porn video?
Pass.
A judge deemed former pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli a danger to society and sent him to jail for posting a $5,000 bounty on a lock of which presidential candidate's hair?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Which motel chain that leaves lights on caught some flack this week for reporting guests to Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
We'll leave the lights on for you. Motel 8.
Motel 6. Yeah. Which government agency is run by Steve Mnuchin, who got in trouble this week for requesting a government jet take him on his honeymoon to Europe at public expense?
Treasurer.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which senator's name liked, which senator's Twitter account liked the porn video? That would be Ted Cruz. And I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're eating and you see a story that has porn and Ted Cruz in it, don't have another bite for a few minutes. You may just cough it right back up. Gary, you got the 1, the 3, the 5. All those odd numbers add up to a total of 9, making you a winner. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Willie will give you your information on which prizes you can choose from and how you get them, and I'll bring in our final contestant. And that's you, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
Baby, my wife, beautiful, lovely, intelligent, all that good stuff.
Okay. Your wife's name is Baby?
Tracy.
Oh, Tracy. I'm sorry. Didn't it sound like he said Baby, my
yes.
wife?
Yes, I thought so. Baby, my wife.
I think that's an old Marvin Gaye song,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Kevin, we have one category left. It's multiple choice Emmy Awards. I suggest you choose it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which series holds the record for the most wins in a single season at 12? Game of Thrones, Hill Street Blues, or The Walking Dead?
Hill Street Blues.
Game of Thrones. Two of these are tied for the record for wins by reality competition program with 15. Which one isn't? Survivor, Dancing with the Stars, or The Amazing Race?
Dancing with the Stars.
Survivor. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Candace Bergen, and Don Knotts all have won a record 5 Emmys for the same role in the same series. For 1 point each, name their series.
Don Knotts, Andy Griffith.
Correct.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep.
Correct. Candace Bergen.
Molly Brown. Brown. Molly Brown.
Murphy Brown. Which
Brown.
Drama series won the most Emmys in its first season? Dallas, The West Wing, or ER?
West Wing.
Correct. Oh, we didn't even get to your five-pointer, which is which drama series won the most Emmys in its final season? Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, or Lost? The answer there would be Breaking Bad, which won 9 in 2014. But let's see how you did here, Kevin. You got the 4. You got 1 for Veep. You got 1 for Andy Griffith. And that's all. 6 points, Kevin. I'm sorry. Let's punish him as well.
Now on the sidewalk, sunny morning, Rise the body.
Yeah.
Just oozing light.
Hey.
Hey, it's one.
I said, hey, it's a joke, and he said it for real.
Round the corner.
Who is that, Jimmy?
Could that someone
I don't know.
Be Matt the Knight?
Yeah, hey.
There's a
okay, that's enough. Before he does the key change, let's get out of here. Right, Kevin?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, a little earlier than we used to. It's like 5:10 now that you can call in and play along, or you can check the archives on harrisonline.com and go back and play previous Harris Challenges, or just join me here every Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. When I come back, I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Meet me. All right, we have a new accident, and there is lane blockage on eastbound Highway 270 between Lindbergh and Highway 170, and it's a pretty solid jam. A lot of trucks up in the area there, and you're jammed up just a little bit east of McDonald. Southbound 270 is looking better. You're heavy from Olive down through just before Doherty Ferry, and then a little slowdown from Marshall Road to just a little bit south of Highway 44. Westbound 44 looks great. Also, westbound Highway 4064, you've got some slow-to-stop-and-go traffic from from Winghaven out through Highway 70. Everything else is looking pretty well. In this traffic report brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stuart's American Mortgage.
Is your school, team, or organization struggling with ever-increasing budget deficits? Consider TJ's to help bridge that gap. TJ's is a St. Louis-based fundraising company offering a wide variety of products at a very attractive, affordable price. And now there's a program just for individuals. Pizzas, cookie dough, braided bread, frozen desserts go into making this the easiest fundraiser you'll ever do. Call 314-869-9404 or check them out online at tjspizza.com.
American Eagle Credit Union's Visa Signature Credit Card is here. Imagine earning 1.5% cash back on every purchase. That's right, 1.5% cash back. No limit, no changing purchase categories, and no annual fee. All of this from your neighbors at American Eagle Credit Union. Stop by your local branch today and open an account, or visit them online, ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. All loans subject to approval. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on the best-selling Motorola from Sprint. Visit Sprint.com/freephones to learn more. Sprint works for me.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for details.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com, or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
From zero turn mowers to chainsaws, backpack blowers, and string trimmers, St. Louis Equipment Company has all of your outdoor equipment needs covered. With service second to none, hurry in to St. Louis Equipment Company for the best prices in the Midwest on commercial equipment. Whether you are in the market for new equipment or ready to find a better repair and maintenance shop, make St. Louis Equipment Company the first choice for all your outdoor power equipment needs. Visit us online at stlmowerrepair.com or stop by our South County showroom for more information.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Maybe it's a pair of shoes. Maybe it's a certain bike. Maybe it's a certain mattress. Whether you're running, biking, or even sleeping, the equipment you use matters. Beautyrest provides equipment for high-performance sleep to help you perform better than ever. For a limited time, get great deals on select Beautyrest mattresses during the Beautyrest High-Performance Sleep Sale. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com. Get your Beautyrest at Kloss Furniture in O'Fallon or Mattress Market in Troy.
Same great show, same strong signal. New great host. Yeah, it's the Yard Sale Show with the new twist. Hi, I'm Farmer Dave Schumacher. Since Paul Warner's retiring, I'm taking the reins of one of the longest-running radio shows in the Metro St. Louis on a radio station with a signal that covers everywhere from Carlisle to Chesterfield, from Washington to Westview, from O'Fallon to O'Fallon. And that covers a lot of yards.
The Yard Sale with Farmer Dave, Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KTRS, presented by Walter Knoll Florist.
Yeah, here we go, spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Las Vegas, Nevada, where Aaron Hughes, a 28-year-old forklift driver from Wales, partied for something like 37 hours with his friends for a bachelor party. And then they decided to go drive over to the Hoover Dam, which is about an hour away from Vegas. As he explained to a newspaper back home, quote, it was around 45 degrees outside and we were on a stag do in Vegas. That's English for a bachelor party.
Okay.
He says, you go to Vegas to have fun, don't you? Well, we made the hangover look tame. We were all just standing there and I thought, F it, I'm going to go for a swim. His friends cheered him on as he dove into the Colorado River and started to swim across to Arizona. Here's the problem. The Hoover Dam has 10 turbines that pull the water in from Lake Mead, which is where he had jumped in. Fortunately for Aaron, 9 of the turbines were switched off, but he still felt himself getting sucked towards the wall of the dam. So he swam hard. Now remember, he's been partying for 37 straight hours. He swims really, really hard, and a half hour later, he actually climbs out of the river on the other side. He's exhausted, but he makes it. And that's when police, who were waiting for him because they had seen him, slapped the handcuffs on him, arrested him, because it's illegal to swim there because it's so damn dangerous. How dangerous? 275 people have died doing this in the last 10 years. No one knows of anybody who ever made it across alive.
He only made it because he'd been partying for 36 hours.
That's the way it usually works.
But still, to have that strength after all that. The alcohol in your system usually works against you. Here, I don't know, it was like a PED for him. He made it to the other side. Aaron says he will pay the $330 fine and just chalk it up to an expense of his bachelor party weekend. Quote, I don't have any regrets. I even have a tattoo saying no regrets. That's the kind of person I am. I haven't seen it, but I would love it if no regrets was misspelled. Have you seen those?
Yeah, no regrets.
Story number two from contributor Shelly Kofsky, a story from Jacksonville, Florida, where a 911 caller reported two white males with no shirts and several tattoos putting a utility pole that had been knocked down by Hurricane Irma on top of their Kia Sorento. They even put a warning cloth at the end so other drivers could see it. The responding officer drove over the Wonderwood Drive Bridge over the intercoastal waterway, where he noticed the spot where the pole was missing. He later pulled over the Kia and asked the man, where'd you get the pole from? And they said, well, it was lying on the ground near the road, and we figured we'd better move this thing. And the cop said, why didn't you just roll it onto the shoulder? They couldn't think of an answer for that tough question. They were arrested on larceny charges, grand larceny for one of them, when they did some research and found this guy had completed 73 transactions at pawn shops this year, 72 of them related to scrap metal. That's why they took the pole. In Zhangyang, China, a man was surprised by a car that passed him on the street. That's not a headline, a car passing on the street. Why was he surprised by that? Because there was a woman sitting on the hood. Police finally pulled that car over. It turned out the driver was the woman's husband. She'd climbed onto his hood to stop him from leaving in the middle of an argument. But he called her bluff and drove off with her still on the outside of the car. He was fined and given a 2-point penalty on his license. And then thanks to contributor Terry Weatherford for this story from up in Lake Bluff, Illinois, where three men who were fleeing the police made it a little bit too easy to catch him. They had just pulled off an armed robbery at a Verizon store, got away with 20 cell phones and some other devices after forcing the store's two employees to open the safe. They left the clerks sitting on the floor with zip ties around their wrists, but one of the clerks got free and called 911. The cops then spotted the suspect's car speeding away, gave chase until it crashed. That's when the suspects jumped out and ran for it, heading for the nearest building. One of them was caught in the parking lot. The two others made it inside. Unfortunately, the building they ran inside of was the Highland Park Police Station. One of the cops joked, you know, we encourage all suspects to run directly to the nearest police station whenever possible. It makes our job a lot easier and also makes them all qualify for knuckleheads in the news here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's rodeo time in Waterloo, Illinois. The 7th annual Tough Hedeman Championship Bull Riding, brought to you by Rural King and Wrangler. And it's all sponsored by the Waterloo Optimist Club. It's coming up on Saturday, September the 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe County Fairgrounds in Waterloo, Illinois. This is entertainment for the whole family. Hot food, cold drinks, and fun to be had by all. These are the same bulls and cowboys you might have seen on the CBR Horizon series on television. After the bull riding, you want to stay around for the Alexandra K Band and the opportunity to meet some of the bull riders in person. Tickets are available. Waterloo Rural King, First National Bank of Waterloo, William Noby John Deere, Schnucks, JV's Bar and Grill, and Red Bud Car Star. $15 in advance, $20 at the gate. It's the Tough Hedeman Championship Bull Riding, Saturday, September the 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Fairgrounds. We'll see you there.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. Attention homeowners. If you're considering new blinds, shade, shutters, or drapes, 3-Day Blinds brings the showroom right to your home with custom window fashions to fit your style and budget. Elevate the look of a room, window, or entire home and cut your utility bills with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Whether you know exactly what you want or not quite sure, we've got a great selection, and best of all, you can see them right in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Now, you can buy window treatments the smart way straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, we'll help design, measure, and install on your schedule and budget. Window fashion's all we do, and for nearly 40 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Through this special promotion, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. To schedule your free in-home design consultation, call 800-806-7422. That's 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422.
Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Triad's philosophy is to be the single point contact for every client's financial need, from sophisticated cash management programs to your child's first savings account. Triad Bank's response to all of your business, personal, and family interests will be swift and always in your best financial interest. Located on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection, right across from the Frontenac Plaza. Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Your business, your family, your bank.
Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You know it. You love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. And now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dog.
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick and mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dog.
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh cut fries, homemade chips, and deep fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs, coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S.com for details.
Hot diggity dog!
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-400-2199. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-400-2199. That's 1-800-400-2199.
Have you had a bad day, a stressful week? I may have the solution. This is Steve Light, host of the Retire Worry Free Show. Let's work together and try to turn every day into a Saturday. Let's get you retired.
Listen to the Retire Worry Free Show, Saturday at noon.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
There's a song Stevie Nicks did at the Family Arena on Wednesday night. I was at that concert. Very impressed.
You're in a Stevie mood, Stevie Nicks mood, aren't you?
Well, just because I enjoyed the story that she told about this and how it was inspired by a Prince track called Little Red Corvette. And, you know, the woman's 69 years old and still has that great voice. It's that voice where you hear it, you immediately go, oh, Stevie Nicks.
Yep. The edge of 70 tour. Why didn't she do that?
That's what right. It should have been. Absolutely. Before we get to anything else, Tim, as we're doing the traffic, we're concentrating mostly on the highways and byways. But what about downtown where these protests are going on over the Stockley verdict? What's closed down in that area?
Well, right now it's the intersection at Tucker and Clark. Tucker's actually shut down between Clark and Market Street because they've had some damage to police vehicle and some water bottles or bottles, they said, have been thrown at the police and stuff. And what's really interesting is they're looking at some of the camera shots right now. There's the protesters out there, and then there's people out there with brass instruments, trombones, tubas. And then, so I'm kind of wondering if they're going to do like a New Orleans style march through the streets, or I don't know. It's kind of interesting to see that.
Wow, that is odd.
Yeah.
The one time I was in New Orleans several years ago, I was amazed to just be walking through the street and turned a corner, and there were like 20 guys with brass instruments, and they just, boom, they started into a song.
Right.
Not for me, but for everybody gathered around. They were busking, and, you know, they had the hat out for people to make contributions. But nowhere else have I been in all my travels around the world and just walked into a brass band on a street corner. And now here we have one in downtown St. Louis today.
Right.
And it's important to realize, you know, the helicopter shots of downtown are always close in on the two or three blocks where these protests are taking place. And it's a couple of hundred people. It's not all over our town, but that close-in picture ends up making the national news, and it looks like, oh, trouble in St. Louis again.
Yeah, really.
So far, not so much trouble, but we haven't gotten to dusk yet.
You know, and you know what you were talking about in opening up the show, and what you were saying, and you know, and you hope that there is, obviously we wish that there weren't the violence that there was at Ferguson, but you hope it isn't this time, because now you've got companies like Amazon and stuff like that that are wanting to come here, and mm-hmm. if this something would happen here, they're going to go, not again.
Yeah.
So
it's a shame for the whole region.
Yeah, it is.
When things like that happen. And it's important to pull the helicopter shot out wide and see more of downtown is still functioning correctly. And certainly the county and the outlying suburbs all doing just fine. You know, as I said, let's hope it doesn't turn into something ugly tonight.
Yeah, it's just a very concentrated area. Like you said, if you pan out, you're going to see there's not much happening elsewhere. It's just this one area, which is good.
And I have no problem with the protests. That's the American way. It's in our First Amendment, the right to peaceably assemble for a redress of your grievances. Fine, go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Just don't hurt anybody or anything.
Right.
Peaceably assemble is what the Bill of Rights says.
Yeah.
All right. On another subject, we just heard that veteran actor Harry Dean Stanton has died at the age of 91. You may not know this guy, but you would recognize his craggly face as soon as you saw it. He personified the word craggly, didn't he, Max?
He sure did.
I would imagine that most people know him as the father in Pretty in Pink. People forget he was in that John Hughes movie. He was Molly Ringwald's poor father, and he's great in that movie.
I'll tell you some other movies people might know him from. He was one of the guys in the prison camp with Paul Newman and George Kennedy in Cool Hand Luke.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of Kelly's heroes with Clint Eastwood.
He was an alien.
Yes, he was. He was one of the crewmen who dies. Spoiler alert.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
I guess Ripley couldn't save him.
You know, most recently, as Willie Springer pointed out, he had a cameo in The Avengers, which put his face in front of a whole lot of audience members, and he just wrapped up work on the third season of Twin Peaks, and he was very good in that show.
He also has a movie of his own coming out called Lucky, which I think is kind of his bid for an Oscar. It's along the same lines as when Bruce Dern did Nebraska a couple of years ago. These are guys like 90, 88, 90 years old who do these movies about craggly old guys and their adventures, as much as you can call it an adventure. That's coming out sometime in the next couple of months. I'm actually looking forward to seeing it.
And you know, he might win for that.
Yeah, you know, I have watched, you know, we talked that I don't watch many movies and that, but I know The Godfather and The Godfather 2 inside and out, but I can't place where Harry Dean Stanton was in Godfather 2.
He was in Godfather 2?
Yes.
Really?
I'm looking. Hang on, I'm looking. Let's see.
Oh, he was in the army barracks, Willie says. Turn Willie's mic on. He's allowed to talk.
You got the button right over there.
Yeah, he was one of the two guys that guarded Frank Pantangeli.
That's right. He was FBI. Oh,
Frankie, I'm
going to
shoot you myself.
Yeah. Okay. I for the life of me, I'm going.
Was he guarding Pantangeli before the Senate hearing where Pantangeli's brother shows up?
Yeah, he discovers him in the bathtub because he's telling him, you know, you got a nice suit here. You're going to look nice. Gonna look
he was the FBI agent.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now,
good.
Ding. Thank you.
Pretty smart. I'll tell you one other credit. He was in John Carpenter's movie Escape from New York, which was filmed where?
Here.
St. Louis.
Union Station.
That's correct.
Wasn't Ernie Borgnine afraid to walk down the street? Was that who it was? There's a story about one of the like tough guy actors on that movie was afraid to walk the streets of St. Louis when they filmed it here.
Really?
I think it was Borgnine.
They're peaceably assembling, Ernie. It's not a problem. What are you doing? Harry Dean Stanton dead at 91. This morning I ordered my new iPhone. Yes, yes, I'm that guy.
Wow.
The iPhone is 10 years old this year. I did not buy the first iPhone. Did you?
No. I came in late to the iPhone.
Me too.
I resisted it for a long time. I will acquiesce. It has made my life easier.
Yeah, but see, at the time that the iPhone came out, I had an iPod. I had a Palm Pilot to keep my calendar in, and I had a cell phone. And people were going, you need this. This is perfect for you because you could lose two of those devices and just carry one around. But I didn't do it. I waited until iPhone 2 came out. And then after that, they went to iPhone 3. Yeah, I'm fine with 2. Yeah. Then they went to iPhone 4. Okay, I'm in. iPhone 5? No. iPhone 6? I'm in. So I've been doing all the even-numbered ones, and now I have an iPhone 6 that's, I guess, about 3 years old, and the battery is starting to die on me, and I had to make that decision. Do I want to just get a new battery, or do I want to upgrade to the new technology with the faster chip in it and all the rest?
So you mentioned it's 10 years old. You pre-ordered the iPhone 8,
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct.
Apparently there won't... The iPhone 9 is going to somewhat confusingly be called the iPhone X.
Yes, they actually call it iPhone 10.
Okay.
In their presentation a few days ago.
So did they just skip 9?
Yes.
The iPhone 9?
Yeah, same thing Windows did.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
If you were looking forward to the iPhone 9?
Sorry, you're out.
I feel sad for the iPhone 9.
You know what will happen? The next one will be iPhone X 2.
right.
The X, by the way, is not the one I bought. That's the $1,000 phone.
Oh, okay, so that's not what you...
No, I got the iPhone 8. I ordered it. It'll be ready in a week. I did watch the Apple propaganda show the other day. You know, they do this thing out in Cupertino, California at the Apple campus, and Tim Cook, the CEO, gets up there and talks about all these wonderful things that they have, and they, you know, they spend all this time talking about it, and the camera has a 15 megapixel this and that and the other thing, and I don't really care about that. I just want to know, is it going to go faster than my old iPhone and will have more battery life? And it will. But there was one thing that he said. They were talking about some of the things that you can do with augmented reality on the iPhone X, which, again, is not the one I bought. But you know what augmented reality is?
Yes, AR is what they
call it. Where you're looking at real life, mm-hmm. but you can add in some things that don't actually exist in real life, like monsters.
Like Pokemon Go.
That's a very good example. Yeah. So at one point he says, here's one of the things you can do. You could take your iPhone out at night, point it to the stars, and this app will tell you what all the constellations are. And I thought, do we really need to encourage people to look at the sky through their phones? Can't you just be amazed at the sky? Can't we? We spend all our life now looking down at our phones. People walk down the street, on the sidewalk. They're looking at their phones. They're walking to their car in the parking lot. They're looking at their phones. They go into restaurants. You put four 20-year-old women in a restaurant together. They all have their phones out. Who are they texting with and talking to? They're there with their friends, but they're all looking down.
Probably one another.
And now here he is. Right. And now here he is telling us, you have to look up because you have to see the sky through the iPhone. No. See the wonder of the universe for a couple of days. Look at a tree. Look at a cloud.
Right.
See the rest of it. Ridiculous. And speaking of the wonder of the sky, I got to congratulate the people at NASA and the JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, who today finished off a historic mission with a spacecraft called Cassini, which most of us didn't even know about. This thing has been out there in space for 20 years. Now, I pay attention to these sort of things. I'd never heard of Cassini. Oh. I remember I'd heard of Voyager. I remember when Voyager was the first man-made object to leave the solar system
a
few years ago.
Is this the one that went to Saturn?
This is
yes.
The,
okay, yeah.
Yes.
Now wait a minute, Paul. Seriously, you don't remember this?
No.
Because I'll tell you what. I followed this from almost its inception. And I remember when it took off, they were going to use plutonium batteries. And there was all sorts of protests that they didn't want it to take off. They were afraid if something would happen, it would pollute the atmosphere. Well, then Cassini took off. And then they slingshotted it around Venus, or I think they went around Venus, Earth, Venus, and Earth again before it slingshot out to go to Saturn. And there were all these protests about they're afraid if it comes back here, it's going to burn up in the atmosphere and these plutonium batteries were going to burn up.
Yeah.
So that's how I remember it. And then I was fascinated by this whole Cassini thing.
It took some amazing pictures. With, by the way, a camera from 20 years ago, not an iPhone X camera, but
Wait
one from 20, well, actually more than 20 years ago is when they put that thing on there. And computers, I bet that the iPhone you have in your pocket now has more computing power than what was on board this spacecraft that has been looking at the planet, Saturn, for all these years. And today, they crashed it into the planet on purpose. I think it's perfect that this thing that was up there and had been doing its mission for all these years is now part of the planet it had been surveying for all this time. So congratulations to them. Science for the win yet again.
Yes.
That's all the time I have. I will be off next Friday, but the following week I'll come back and I'll do both Monday and Friday afternoons. I hope you'll join me then. On behalf of Tim and Max and Willie and all of us who work on the Friday edition of this show, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
All right, well, we do have about three accidents to talk about. You have one on eastbound Highway 270 just before Highway 170. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up a little bit west of McDonald. You've got another accident on southbound Highway 55 at Highway 44. The highway was shut down. It looks like it's traffic's getting through now. And then you've got another accident on Tesson Ferry near Merrimack Bottom. And everything else is looking pretty well. You do have westbound Highway 4064 is still running slow from Highway N out through Highway 70 weekend. People wanting to go to the lake for the last weekend. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. And at Staples, they help your business create presentations, brochures, and manuals designed to impress clients for less. Color presentations, they'll remember at prices that keep your business in the black. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered, too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and SSM Health wants you to be in the know. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in men in the United States, and about 180,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year. PSA screenings help detect prostate cancer earlier. If you're between the ages of 50 and 69, talk to a physician to find out if a PSA screening is right for you. Find a doctor at SSMHealth.com.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. So are you going to have enough money to travel and be there when your first grandchild is born? Well, you can if you start planning now. Smart retirement planning includes knowing what will happen in all kinds of scenarios. How will your portfolio perform when we experience yet another, quote, market correction? You know, today it's easy to ignore things, and most people do, but not you. You want to know the best ways to thrive in any economy. So here's what you need to do today. Call 314-328-6000 right now. Call Heise Advisory Group to have your retirement portfolio stress tested. 314-328-6000. When you meet with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler, you're going to learn what your risk is during a market correction. They treat you like family because they know that family moments, you know, like visiting your grandchildren, well, that's what's most important. Call 314-328-6000 right now.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Family owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance, along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
At St. Louis Men's Clinic, our doctors specialize in treating ED. We understand your problem and can help fix it now. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
Take advantage of the bonus savings day event at Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
That was very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550, KTRS.
Is not going to be playing football at 43.
I believe he can play five more Super Bowl caliber years.
Aaron Rodgers is the greatest thrower of the football I've ever seen.
What? Are you kidding me?
Winning a Super Bowl does not make you all-time great.
You are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you think that?
Get back, Skip.
News at 6.
Team coverage of the not guilty ruling in the Jason Stockley case.
Why the judge says he's not guilty and what the prosecution and defense have to say.
I must respect Judge Wilson's decision, but I stand by the evidence we presented in court.
Reaction from all over St. Louis from protesters.
It's going to be mass disruption like you've never seen before.
And all the arrests made, plus how the decision will affect this weekend's events around town.